Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guest, he saw there a man not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, for there'll be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Our gospel reading is the third in a series of parables that Jesus uses as an address to the chief priests and the elders of the people. And they're challenging parables, this one as well, basically saying to the chief priests and the elders that they've been invited, but they refuse that invitation. While they refuse that invitation, tax collectors and sinners were coming to the Lord through Jesus. He tells a parable in which the people are summoned who have already been invited and who already accepted an invitation, but when the time for the celebration comes, they go about their business or they rebel. And so the king invites everyone, the bad and the good alike, all people, into his banquet hall. But the person that kind of sits there with my own heart as I look at this reading is the gentleman that is found without a wedding garment on and is cast out. He is one of those that has been drug in off the streets, and the king walks in and surveys the crowd and sees that he doesn't have a garment on, and he casts him out. And there's a part of us that can look at that and say, well, where would he get a garment? He just got pulled in off the street. But this is a parable. It's not really about an internal consistency that way. Jesus is trying to make a point. And that point, unlike something that's addressed to the chief priests and the elders, that point is addressed to the church itself, to the disciples. That it's not simply enough to accept the invitation, to say, okay, I will come in, but that we have to be changed by it. We have to be transformed by it. We need to tend to our wedding garment. We need to put on the garment of righteousness and holiness. And we come to this place in part, sometimes I think, just barely making it here. And sometimes that's all we have to hold on to. But we must remember as a Christian people that we're called to holiness and nothing else. And we come to this place to encounter the holy, to encounter the sacred, precisely so that we can be changed by it. And so are we doing the things in our lives that we need to do to keep us rooted in that call to holiness? Do we really wrestle with and try to be faithful to daily prayer, to silence before our God? When we find ourselves failing in that, do we try to pick up again and recommit ourselves to the discipline of that prayer, of charity, of generosity? Do we make use of the sacrament of reconciliation to let go of those experiences of sin and brokenness and allow God's grace to fill us and transform us and to change us? Do we take time with sacred scripture to hear the word of God spoken to our hearts? Do we strive to actually engage in concrete works of mercy and charity for the hungry, the homeless, the poor, the sick? My brothers and sisters, we're called to wear a wedding garment. And just being here isn't quite enough. We come here to become holy, to be changed, because our Father is holy. And as we encounter Christ in this banquet in which the King Himself gives Himself to us completely and fully, can we be made holy so that you and I can go out into the world and make the common holy and sacred to our God, to serve God in helping to bring about His salvation as He invites all people in, to offer them life and life in abundance. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born